What do you think you're doing? Well, those were the words he said to me. It was Christmas Day, of course. And of course, being New Zealanders, of course, that means we go out into the sun. We'll wade out into the beach, right out to the ocean. And I do apologise if my words don't make sense. Being Christmas Day, of course, I'm a little drunk. However, I'm not remembering this Christmas, because this was a Christmas a few years ago, and... it was good. For some kind of strange reasons. Because of the gentleman who's sitting across from me, who happens to be asleep at the moment. Yes, I can see you. George, you're going to have to wake up at some point. Your parents are coming over. Fuck that. Anyhow, Christmas Day, right? Yeah, you know, this is a hot New Zealand summer's day, Christmas Day, and what we typically go and do is family gets together. You have a few drinks, like I did today, and you'll have barbecue meal, like I did today, and you might go to a beach or to a riverside. You engage in your Aquarian or Riparian entertainment in the form of something called cricket. And cricket's when you get your bat, cricket bat. This is an oblong shaped wood thing with a handle on it. And you hit this ball. I don't know what the ball's made of, it's like a hard canvasy red thing, but you gotta hit it, and you gotta hit it over a rope, and try and score right, and run between these two things called wickets, and the wickets have stumps on the top of them, and bales, and all this other complex techno babble words. You know, it's a very English sport. And New Zealand being a Commonwealth country, kind of makes sense that we play this sport during the summer. Much like our brothers over there in Australia. You know, they're better at cricket than us, but we won't talk about that. But anywho, this was the first Christmas that George had spent with my family. Heaven forbid. You'd be around a bunch of us rowdy people, and... well, of course, it started off with Dad's, of course. He had the swimming pool was set up, and... you know, he had the wine was out first thing in the morning, and all the little kids, you know, the... grandkids and nieces and nephews were kind of just running around because they get up at Sparrows Farm like 6 a.m. and they just whoo, there's all this noise. And all I could think was, I need some entertainment, I need something exciting to happen. Because I'd been at my dad's for like a week and me and George hadn't done anything and I was hanging out for a bit of cock, you know, and it was... you know, this was our first Christmas together, and I thought, you know, being the randy people we are, we've been fucking non-stop for ages, and just had come to a halt as soon as we arrived at my papa's, my old man's. And I took to those bowls of wine with absolute glee. It was the cheap stuff. You see, in New Zealand we have this cheap wine called Chardon. It's actually a wine product. And you can get it in a green and a purple bottle, I think. And it's cheap, and it's sweet, and it gets you pissed as fuck. And anyhow, we were knocking back the Chardon. The name's kind of funny, isn't it? Sounds a bit like Hard-On. Anyhow, knocking back the Chardon, and Dad decided to, you know, say, come on, let's all go to the beach. Fine. You know, all the children are adults, but we still, you know. Well, this was the way to do things. Dad said he'd take the barbecue food, and we'd set up one of the outdoor barbecues, you know, public barbecues that they got out at the beach. And anyhow, we kind of weird because it was like a minivan. And all those kids crammed into this minivan, and I was the only one with a partner, and George was next to me, and he was highly amused. And I looked across at him, and I kind of looked down at him, and he had a stiffy, and I was like, dude, you're in a car with my family, no. But he was kind of looking at me, and I know what he wanted, and he wanted something, and I knew what that something was, but I thought, when's that going to happen? We're going to be around the family all the time. And he kept, you know, giving me the eye, licking his lips in anticipation of something, and I didn't quite know what that something was. But we got to the beach, and, you know, Dad set up the barbecue and was cooking the food, you know, the sausages and the steak and, oh, these deliciously sticky pork rib things, they were really good. Anyhow. And then they set up the outdoor cricket, so you got the plastic wickets, and it's designed for children, which is why it's all made out of plastic. And I kind of just watched people playing sport. And I kept knocking back this crap wine, and then I kind of looked at George, and, well, this is how it went. Well, there you are. I feel like I haven't seen you for quite some time. George, whatever do you mean? Well, been at your dad's for almost a week and I haven't got to sink my cock into you yet. Well, I was kind of embarrassed about, you know, having sex at dad's place. Why, you scared he will hear? You're a grown woman, I mean, he's kind enough to let me stay, kind enough to let me sleep in the same bed as you. I think he'd kind of have to expect we would get up to no good. I'm horny, I want something. When do you want it? Is now a good time? Okay, where do you suggest we go then? Because, well, it's not like they're going to notice my absence, are they? Did you bring the rubbers? Yes. Do you have them on you at the moment? I do. That almost sounds like a marriage proposal. Hold your horses, we're not quite at that point yet. Although, I've been with you for 11 months, you're a good fuck, and, well, will you marry me? George, you're not just saying that because you're drunk, are you? Not Marie, I want to marry you. What do you say? Oh, yes. Oh, that's a sound I like hearing. I like hearing my future wife having a giggle there. I do actually have a ring that's back at your dad's place. But anyhow, how about we go consummate our engagement? Come with me. Okay, but what's with the... You planning to eat on the run? Well, you know how when you were a child, Dad used to have that barbecue? Well, this was what it was like with my family, and you'd cook all these sausages, right? And after they'd been in the fridge, you could take one out. The kids would squabble over the cold sausages. It's no different now that we're adults. Look, I nabbed one of these nice ones. So yeah, come on, I'm hungry. With that, I know George and I kind of casually strolled along the beach, and we kind of found a tree. Not just any tree, it was a pohutukawa, New Zealand Christmas tree, and it's called that because it flowers in the summer with these beautiful red and yellow flowers. And there's this flowering pohutukawa tree on the beach, and anyhow, his hand went up my skirt, and I was wearing this flimsy pair of lace panties, and at first his hand was just on my thigh, kind of kneading at my thigh. Then he, you know, put his hand inside my panties, so he slipped it underneath, and he was just rubbing my clit very gently. That's good, Marie. We need you to relax. Relax, George. I'm so hot for you right now. It's been too long. It has. Oh, look at that juicy clit. Oh, George. I love it when you suck on my clit. That clit's all stiff for you. Oh, I can feel myself getting so wet. It's just your tongue is wriggling in and out of my cup. You know, I shaved my pussy this morning because I hoped that you would eat my pussy. You know, shaved pussy is a smooth ride for the tongue. Ooh. Why have you stopped? Marie, I don't care how you wear your pubic hair. Yes, it is a smooth ride for my tongue as my tongue glides along your skin. And a little flicker with my tongue right at your clit. I love the way your clit just pokes out just a little bit. It's throbbing in anticipation of my tongue and my mouth. But I also like it when you don't shave, because I love feeling your muff tickling on my face and me having to fight my way through there to find the good spot. Your pussy is just looking so was that? What was what? You kind of just stopped. Give me a moment. Just need to. Why are you teasing me like that? Just give me a moment. Well, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of teasing. Now, why don't you get yourself comfortable? I'm just gonna be careful of all these bits of wood, George. Come on, spread your legs. Ah, there it is. I want you to put your hands down there and actually spread your pussy for me. My finger in your tight cunt. Did you hear me? Said I like fingering tight pink little cunt of yours. Strange noises while we are at the beach. There's people around. Imagine if they saw this. My little slut of a fiance has got her legs spread. Oh, look at that pussy speaking for a bit of cock. I'll make you a slave to my cock eventually. Much like I've been a slave to your pussy for the last 11 months. Slip something into my pussy. It's cold. Oh, it feels nice. What is that? You wondered why I brought cold sausages with me. George! You've put a sausage in my pussy! See you complaining when you didn't know what it was. No, because it's a nice thick sausage. It's almost a little kinky fucking me with a piece of food. This little slut likes to have her pussy filled with dick. Stuff that cock right in there, I will. But I have to make you come first. Marie likes the sausage. Let me taste you. I've missed your pussy so much. Oh. keep eating my pussy. Keep fucking me with that sausage. I wish it was your cock. Nice fat cock. Fat hard cock. What a fat hard cock to be stuffed in my tight pussy in. Want to feel all of your cock in me. Ass muscles because you're trying to fuck me as hard as you can. You give good head, George. I'm gonna shove my pussy in your face. Your tongue feels so good on my cunt. Make me come, George. You might have to say something to me first. Please, George. Please, George. Make me come. George, make me come. Please. Can you spread those legs further for me? Sausage is looking a little worse for wear. I wonder what you've been doing to it. What do you want me to do, Marie? Make me come, George. Very well then. Oh. hitting me? You're so mean.
Well?
Make me come, Daddy. Good girl. Make me come. I rather like my tongue riding on your pussy, but what? Say it. Daddy, lick my cunt, please. Come here. Should get closer to my mouth for a start. That's better. Oh. Thank you for a most pleasurable experience. I let you get there eventually, didn't I? Oh, you're going to be a good husband, George. I think we'd better wait until we get back home before I can take advantage of the mess I've just created. We should try and knock those headboards as hard as possible. Because I'm going to get married to you, George, and I'm damn excited about that. Oh, anyhow. See, that's the story. That was what? No, I don't know. I can't remember how long ago it was, but, you know, that was a good Christmas. And yes, he fucked me with a sausage. I mean, it was kind of gross, but it was kind of nice at the same time. And he teased the shit out of me. And I knew straight away that George was going to be a good man for me. Turns out I was right. Oh well, he's just starting to wake up now from all that booze haze, so maybe we'll have another sexy story time later.